Welcome to the studio, Caleb.
Kia ora, Craig. Pleasure to be here.
You've been in here at 10 to 11 before?
10 to 11? No, this is, I believe this is the earliest I've been in the station, but damn, it feels good to be out here. Birds are singing, the sun is shining. Pleasure.
Getting busy out there, Caleb, isn't it? Town's warming up, man.
Definitely is warming up. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Things are stirring, people are moving around. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely, yes. Mm. And, of course, you do the Cosmic Salutations Show Wednesdays.
I do, 5 to 6:30.
Yes, indeed.
You got to get up, got to get down to get up, that's for sure.
Nice, man. And you have an independent exhibition running at the Scout Hall this weekend.
We do, absolutely, and I appreciate you giving me space to talk about this. But yeah, we have an independent exhibition running from Saturday the 22nd to the 23rd, and it's just, West Coast Visions. It's a collective exhibition between myself, Lucy Aitken-Reed, Lewis Meehan, and Jesse Kanch. It's going to be quite a diverse little exhibition. We all kind of have our own little styles and forms of creating, but it's all beautiful works, and it's going to be a good little time. We're on the Saturday, we're going to have a little bit of a opening at 11, so it's 9 to 5 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday, but from 11 on Saturday we're going to have a little bit of music. Holly Dove is joining us to play some soothing sounds.
Just had her on this morning.
Oh, very nice.
Earlier from the DJ's playing at the old school tonight.
Oh, awesome. Yes. Very cool. So Holly Dove is playing, Grace in the Scouts Hall. And we're going to have a few hot beverages for sure, and some sweet treats my mum's whipping up. So it's going to be a good time for sure, and would appreciate you popping in to check out what's good, because we've all put a lot of mahi, a lot of energy into our works, and it's a beautiful opportunity for us to be able to put our work out into the community.
Right on, man. Yeah. And how many things are you going to be showing?
I've got about...
Pieces.
I've got about four pieces, I believe, that I'm showing. Three of them are kind of older pieces. Two of them are based around experiences I've had in my travels while I was in northern India. One of them is based around just my own reflections of self-love. And then another one that I've just finished painting as kind of West Coast themed landscape. Is a Carwell in there, Cormorant, for good measure. So it's exciting. And Jesse Kanji does beautiful works, and she does quite a lot of work on handmade paper, cotton, which is inspired by Wiley art. Coming from Gujarat, India. So she does beautiful pieces, and we've got Lewis Meehan, and her works are kind of based around creating a channel, messages from spirits, working in a freehand visionary approach.
Sounds intriguing.
Yeah, bringing images into the physical reality through painting. They all carry, all of her works carry a different message. Kind of based around, her experiences of energy, which is quite similar to my work as well, which is very cool. And Lucy's work is abstract and kind of based around feeling and experience as well. So it's going to be a very interesting, dynamic and diverse show. Very exciting. It's my first exhibition as well.
It's exciting. Yeah. How long have you been painting, I suppose, Caleb?
I've been painting for the last few years, but find it easier to create as opposed to putting my work out into the world, you know. So it's a new thing. for me, and it's kind of, I think, as a creative and someone who expresses myself through through painting, putting my work out there is something I've really had to kind of work on, put energy into. Like, it comes a bit harder to me than actually creating my work.
Man, I suppose, like, with anything with that, you're kind of, you're making yourself vulnerable in a way, aren't you? You know, man, you know, the world's going to see, you know, the thing, you know, you've conceived and created, and there it is, and, you know, so it must be an interesting kind of space to be in.
Yeah, definitely a vulnerable place, but ultimately a beautiful place. You know, like, I guess I don't paint for I don't paint personally for other people. It's kind of more of a way of my own need, and I think a basic human need and condition is to engage with something creative, whether it's to release energy or just express our subjective experience. So I don't necessarily paint for other people, but it is a beautiful thing to be able to show people your work. But it is quite a vulnerable place to be, and a place that for me doesn't come so readily. But so this is a beautiful opportunity for myself, and I think for the other artists here, a part of this exhibition, to be able to have a space to do that. And we're super fortunate that we're able to get the Scouts Hall, 49 Cliff Street, for those who are listening that don't quite know where that is. But yeah, Scouts Hall, 49 Cliff Street, and it's quite a beautiful little space, and
Yeah, all right. And you've been involved with the arts quite a bit. You're telling me one day, weren't you? You used to do stuff with youth and art in the Tron, didn't you? Something like that?
Not so much with the Tron. I've kind of worked in a few different capacities with, like, creative stuff. I was working out of the Old School Art Centre for a few years. Kind of doing a bit of art facilitation with someone down here in the community, and also I'm running an art explorative class through Waikato Society of Arts.
Okay.
So if anyone's down on that too, it's called Creative Expressions, and it's kind of based around connecting with community, and also having a space to, express and explore the creative side that I believe we all have. And it's an R18 event, and so definitely it's BYO. You can bring something to sip on and hopefully kind of connect with others, and also your creative kind of sensibilities.
All right.
So
and that's like just paint or like all sorts of stuff? Or?
It's kind of, you can bring your own materials really, but we provide, so really fortunate that I have that space. So it's through, WSA, Waikato Society of Arts. And it's on a Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8. And you can bring your own materials if you like, but we do provide paper and basic acrylics and pencils. But you absolutely can bring your own stuff, which is very cool. So very fortunate to have that space.
So what's your, what do you get out of that, Caleb?
What do I get out of that? Well, like I was saying earlier, I believe that we all, possess, the ability and I think it is a part of a basic human need is to be able to express ourselves creatively, whether that's through painting, music, pottery, gardening, you know, it can be whatever, cooking, it can be writing, whatever capacity. But I think that's a really important part about this human existence that we all have and are experiencing. And I think it's important to have spaces like that, especially post-COVID, where people can come and, for one, have a place where they can kind of connect with that creative energy, but also a place where we're able to, I guess, facilitate connection to community, because I think a lot of people, and myself included, you know, have definitely felt isolated over the last few years. And I think having those spaces are really important for people to come and connect, on a bunch of different levels. That's really, I guess, for me, it's more, I guess, I just see a need within our community. Down here, for sure, I'd love to get something going like that down here. And I'm definitely working towards that. And and up in Kirikiriro, Hamilton, definitely there's a need for that as well. So I guess for me, that's what I get out of it, is just that I see the need, and it's something that I can do.
Interesting, man. I think you're right. The last couple of years, I think, well, the people I've been talking to and myself, anyway, my experience has been like, the lack of kind of community involvement, it kind of made me realise how much I actually, love community involvement, seeing people around and stuff like that. And I think also, a lot of people I talk to, because they were stuck at home, right, they picked up the guitar or started playing the piano, they haven't played for years, or paintbrushes or whatever, or started writing or doing stuff like that. So I think, there's good and bad and everything, right? So if there's a good thing to come out of the whole, the last couple of years or whatever, I think that's maybe it, where people are getting more, creative, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so. And definitely a few people have kind of, have kind of gone back to that creative process, whatever that looks like for them. But like, and having those lockdowns had kind of, kind of in some ways gave them a bit of time and space to explore some of that again and kind of connect with that, reconnect with that process. So I think, there's definitely some positive things to be taken, absolutely, from the kind of the series of lockdowns that we had. And I think now it seems like there's more discussion and conversation around well-being, and the importance that well-being has in its kind of multidimensional form, like to have on the individual, but also at a collective and a community level. So I think that's really, really cool. And like, I think that there's definitely a lot more discussion around that now than there used to be.
I think you're right too, actually, man, on that one.
So that's a definitely positive thing. And does seem like there's kind of more things happening around well-being, placing a focus on well-being and mental health. And that's a beautiful thing, and definitely deserves and needs a space.
And I think for sure as well, I think the importance, kind of like I was saying before, I guess in a way, is like the importance of connection. How important that is for mental, for well-being, basically. And how things can maybe not go so well if they're suddenly cut off.
Well, I'm a big believer that, as for my own subjective experience anyway, I'm a big believer that we are collective beings, and I think community is a really important element of our existence and our mental health. Overall, so I think, we are definitely collective beings. We kind of have always been in groups generally, whether they're being small family groups or wider kind of communities, they are really important, I think. So having a space and having that being spaces facilitated for that to happen is really important. And I think over the lockdowns, we really saw the impacts of that kind of social isolation, they had on just people's overall well-being.
For sure.
For
me, anyway, one of the things was it showed how kind of, the interconnectedness of everything, between, as an individual, your mental, your physical, whatever, well-being, spiritual well-being, all that. And the connection, of course, with other people and community, like you say, and things like that. It was All things for reason in my little world, Caleb. So, yeah, I think if there's something good to come out of that, man, it's these things.
Yeah.
You know, like you say, more of a focus on awareness on these things, I think, anyway. Mm.
Big time.
Yeah. That felt like a long ramble.
hey, man, that's all good. Straight off the top, eh? Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. So, anyway, I guess we'll get back to your thing. 11 o'clock. Are you opening at 9 tomorrow?
Yeah, so we are... So again, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. This Saturday and Sunday at the Raglan Scouts Hall, and but we are having some live music from Holly Dove at 11 tomorrow on the Saturday, and also we're going to have a few hot beverages, something to sip on, and no doubt something to little nibble on. Going to have some sweet treats for sure, some slices and whatnot to keep things interesting. So yeah, do come along. Your presence would definitely be much appreciated, and I hope you enjoy the show that myself, Lucy Aitken Reed, Lewis Meehan, and Jesse Kanji are curating. Very exciting stuff. And, look forward to seeing you there.
All right. That's an independent event happening at the Scout Hall, which is Cliff Street? 11 Cliff Street, is that you?
49
Cliff Street. 49 Cliff Street. There we go. 49 Cliff Street. All right. Well, that's something else you can maybe do this weekend. And you're going to get go and check out, you know, other things around town? Are you going to get a chance, or are you going to be there the whole time?
Oh, no, I'm definitely going to check out the things that are happening around town. It's it's a beautiful happening with the Raglan Arts Weekend, and a lot of a big appreciation to the mahi that that council, I think the Arts Council?
Don't know, man.
Nikki, the coordinator of the event, and all the others that have supported her. Big thank you and shout out to them, because it is a lot of work, and it has been delayed for the last 2 years, I believe. So it's very exciting that that's coming to fruition, and we'll definitely be supporting the other artists that are exhibiting with the Arts Weekend for sure. It's a beautiful event, and
All right. Yeah, well done, Nikki. And yeah, I'm expecting there's going to be a lot of people around town, because there's a lot of music in that happening, as well as various art. So yeah, it'll be good fun, busy, long weekend for most folks, I guess. All right, man. Anything else you want to add, Caleb?
I think that's all. I think that's it for me, eh? But I appreciate you giving me the space, Craig,
to do
a little bit of a shout out for the exhibition that myself and the others are curating. And so, yeah, thank you.
Hey, no worries, man.